Now, cataplex A, this was one of the first cataplexes for catalytic complex that Li released. We've seen the benefit and the non-benefit, and in fact the hazards of beta-carotene, but let's see what Li did that was different. It's in a base of desiccated kidney. When he was asked why, he said, "I don't know. There's good stuff in there." What he knew was there are some factors still unidentified that promote and enhance the utilization of the A complex. For Royal Li, the question was always what food, not why. Why is the wrong question. Why is a secondary question. We have it backward in this country. We ask why first without knowing what. I don't care about what, I just want to know why. Li said, we better figure out what we should be eating. Get this into the sick people, help them to get well, and then we can examine why. But he said, be cautious. You'll think you're smarter than you are. You'll think you understand why, and then what in America will you automatically do? Concentrate and market. It is the way. Concentrate and market immediately. That's what people will do. And what happens is, as you read studies, some entrepreneur somewhere is quick to see a buck. They see, all right, I can validate this, I can put this in an ad, and they come out with preliminary studies, which 2 months later are refuted, but they've already had massive sales, and that product is off the shelves. You can watch it happen year by year. Desiccated kidney, carrot powder, that would make perfect sense. We would expect carrot powder. Carrot oil, other groups of the carotenoids. Wheat germ, oat flour, nutritional yeast, rice bran, a lot of that we think of as just the B complex, but carotenoids also. The vitamin A esters, alfalfa meal, soybean lecithin, and more. Now, I used to debate with patients when I'd say, well, you need the A complex. Oh, I take lots of that, which means they're taking what? 50 gazillion international units of beta-carotene. Well, the label says vitamin A, but it's really beta-carotene, 95% of which is produced by Hoffman LaRoche. Under a different label. It just comes down the line and gets this label or that label. They do over $1 billion a year in synthetic extracts. And then it goes to the health food stores. So what I do is tell the patient, you need to be fed. You don't need just this one molecule. That probably is not the one that you can use anyway. And I'll show them this list and tell them, all right, get on down to the health food store and tell them this is what you need. You need an A product that has this. Short trip. So we don't spend too much time debating about that anymore. Now, think of the A complex for any kind of epithelial itis, no matter where it is. Now remember, we only have four tissues in the body, connective, epithelial, nerve, and muscle. That's all we've got. And everything is lined with epithelial tissue. And in almost any case of an itis anywhere, there is benefit in having the A complex, either as the discrete cataplex A or one of the other forms. Eye conditions, angitis, periarteritis, liver disease. Now we'll see A used a lot with liver cases, as in AF beta food. What was known and then sort of forgotten was how critical adequate intake of the natural full vitamin A complex is to liver function, production, and flow of bile. A-deficient animals end up with liver cirrhosis, fatty liver degeneration, all kinds of problems. Thyroid disorders. There is often an effect inducing either hyper or hypothyroid in the presence of an A deficiency. Hypertension, because of the effect on the kidney, kidney stones, gastritis. Just six per day. Six tablets per day. And yet when you look on the label, as measured by beta-carotene, which is what's required if you're going to talk about A, there isn't much there. Now, this is why decades ago, Li tried to distribute his products through the health food store. This was a terrible mistake. Nobody would buy it because they would do label comparison. And they'd say, there's nothing in this. What a ripoff. Not understanding that what they had on one hand was food, and on the other hand was a synthetic extract of very limited value. Question?
I probably missed something somewhere along the line, but what would you tell us again what the source of the vitamin A esters?
The source of the vitamin A esters can be fish, or beef liver. Yeah, okay. And that can vary, but that has to come from animal tissue.
Okay, and I had this patient, question from a patient, and you want to know, what are these vitamin A esters?
Yeah, it's Aunt Esther. That's
Yeah.
Did you kill the cow? Yes, but they were all bad cows.
Okay, you said liver disease. Now, the alcoholic gets the cirrhosis of the liver.
Yep.
If he were well fed with the vitamin A esters and stuff, could he still be an alcoholic without the liver disease?
Bernie's question is, can we keep the alcoholic drinking? Is there a way we can do this and stay healthy? The alcoholic, who of course is doing toxic damage to the liver, also is in trouble because of an A deficiency, but then a B deficiency and everything else as they eat less and less and drink more and more. I've had many cases where they told me they were not going to quit drinking. They simply were not. They didn't want to, which maybe they've got a death wish, who knows. And so the issue to them was, I can support your habit, but that's not what I'm about. I probably can help you survive longer by supporting the liver, but this isn't what we're trying to do. So the answer would be yes, but it ultimately would fail because of the tremendous toxic intake for the true alcoholic who's in trouble. All right, that's A. Now,